Nothing speaks Happy Black History Month like a bunch of children not being raised by their parents, walking around supporting a communist social movement in their kindergarten, their preschool. It doesn't really matter. Is it ever too young to learn regime propaganda? Is it ever too young to celebrate victimhood? I don't know. But I know someone who does know. My guest today is Kangmin Lee, commentator, actor, creator. Welcome to Slightly Offensive for the first time.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me. And you finally fulfilled your diversity quota. You've had all different kinds of people on, but you haven't had an Asian.
We haven't had a real Asian. Did you get the COC in the face? Can we give him a little more AK graphics? Boom, right there. Look at that. We provide double the amount for the Asians. You guys have had a tough couple years thanks to Black history.
Yeah, definitely. there's not a lot of, between, you know, Black and Asians, especially in the inner cities, but we out here, we're living and we're having a good time.
I just want to say this, if you can go to my screen, Savannah, so check this out, to honor you and to be in this, I actually ordered the next version of our diversity coalition. We ordered Barbie made to move doll, purple top. So what's really cool about this one is Asian, but not too Asian that they'll accidentally get mugged in a subway in New York by a fellow supporter of Black History Month. And of course they can bend. And the reason why we got the bendable one is because they can clearly fight off attackers. Now we don't have a name.
Like female Bruce Lee as a Barbie.
So we don't have a name for this Barbie yet. But this is part of the new diversity coalition member. We'll be in by Wednesday next show. So if you guys can, in the comments, in the chat, let us know what we should name this and the best choice. You guys always get to vote wins. If you can go to my full screen, Savannah, just remember that we also have right here on my desk, we have the rest of the diversity coalition. Don't forget that we have Madison, the disabled Black Barbie, Robinette, the non-binary, Allah or Muhammad, I don't know what his name is. We have Peggy, the peg-legged. We have John Hacker, the Antifa doxer, and Clown Pill. But of course, we continue to add to this. So we're really, really excited. Savannah, are you feeling the representation? Are you feeling the month kicking off that diversity is the future?
Oh yeah, feeling so diverse. So nice to have my fellow Asian on the show. We love our Asians here. Mm-hmm. Me and Kangmin were actually bonding over rice before you came in.
That's actually true, Kangmin. I want to welcome you to the States. I got you a couple treats to show that I love my Asians. Number one, I got you your favorite snack. Literally.
Yes.
Some rice. Here you go.
Do I go grab it?
there you go. I got you some rice. I know you people love that. Also,
is it cooked?
It is. And I also did.
Look, oh, my, it's actually cooked.
I know what I'm doing too.
It's not moldy or anything.
Everybody
either.
Knows Savannah. What's the second favorite thing? Soy sauce. Boom. Don't say I didn't help you. And these are technically. Well, where did it go? Here it is. Well, these are technically, I think these are skewers from my 4th of July shish kebab where I saved 16 cents super party. I got you these. I don't know. It's kind of, they'll work, right? Like a little, like.
Yeah.
They'll work.
Easy.
There you go, man. Happy that we always get our viewers lunch. And if you need some flavor, Sam, I got you this. I got you some. This isn't technically Asian. I guess this is a more like transgender, but it's Thai.
Okay.
Red curry paste. Lady boy scented.
Thank you so much.
She's using these chopsticks.
I also wanted to show you too. I wanted to introduce you to my culture. So we eat these in America. These are snacks that Americans eat.
Oh.
They told me you were from Korea. You were born in Korea. Am I right?
Yes, sir. I was. Dude, these look like Black conservatives.
Oh, that was a good one, Kangmin. That was a good one.
A lot of them right here.
Black on the outside, creamy white on the inside. Of course, we're going to talk about a lot of the insanity because women are out of control. The gays are out of control. The kids are out of control. Nobody's raising their kids anymore, and the families have been dismantled. But obviously, as times are tough, you might have been asking yourself the entire question, why does Elijah have a hatchet in his hand? That's a good question. Thanks for asking, Kangmin. I was really hoping that you would. Well, let me tell you about TacPac. So obviously I got this box in the mail, which is epic. I'm like, well, first of all, what's TacPac? My friend signed me up for it at first. And I found out that it's this premier monthly subscription box for supporters of the Second Amendment, which I am. Guys, each month you get a box of tactical and self-defense goodies delivered straight to your door. And I'm not talking about just like little you're like, oh, cool. They give you some like pretty like dope stickers and stuff. Yeah. Well, no, you also get literal weapons. And then you also, on top of that, they gave me this really nice, this is pretty very high quality t-shirt as well. And like they gave me sights for my Glock. They gave me some magazines for my AR, a bunch of accessories, grips, etc. They sent out AR-15 parts, tools, accessories, as well as survival gear, knives, and more. For just $49.95 a month, you get at least $100 worth of gear from different companies like 5.11, Sons of Liberty, Gunworks, Mission First Tactical, Armspec, and more. They also send out AR-15 parts and accessories, EDC tools, knives, and other essential gear to keep you prepared. Go to TacPac.com and subscribe today and get locked in for the big value February pack. Use coupon code OFFENSIVE at checkout and you'll get a free grab bag of extra tactical practical goodies that will ship separately from your first month's box. Don't wait. These are flying off the shelves and they have sold out before the deadline in the past few months. Go to tacpack.com today. That's TACPACK.com. Use offer code offensive. That's tacpack.com. Offer code offensive right now. Get your box of amazing goodies. That is pretty cool, right? Like I just got like a hatchet in the mail. Like this is true. And you know why I have this? I wanted to also give this to you. It's probably a proper way to handle this.
Don't throw it.
In case you ever find yourself in New York around any other Philadelphia looters or celebrators of Black History Month, like I mentioned, we brought you on for Black History Month simply because it's been, I don't know what to do with it. Just throw it on the ground. Just put it on the ground. It's been a tough couple years. We saw this increase in hate crimes against the non-eyelid people themselves, my lovely Asians. And of course, I feel very much like we've been robbed of a true celebration because I got blamed for it, but we all know who was really doing the attacks.
Yeah, absolutely. This is why the Stop Asian Hate movement has died completely. I mean, no one's talking about it anymore because every single person attacking vulnerable Asians in the cities, they weren't white people. They weren't gun-toting, patriotic, people inspired by Trump or Tucker Carlson or anything. They were Black and Latino people in the inner cities attacking Asians. And there was an Asian woman, I think, a couple of weeks ago who's actually shoved onto the subway tracks in New York City and run over by the subway and brutally killed. And guess what the race of the perpetrator was? Not white, right?
Was he like a smash and grab looter type of? Was he young?
I forget.
I think he was young. Was that it, Savannah? You told me there was a lot of young people attacking Asians all around the country. Is that true?
No, I say that they're Black.
Oh, that's the first time I'm hearing about it. Because I was told the whole time that this we got to stop racism, which is why I do have to say, Savannah, you thought I left you out. We are putting a new poster in our room that I want to present to you guys. They were putting a new poster in here. One of you guys sent this to us. It was a gift specifically. And we are putting it up in the studio. Do not ever say that we didn't do anything for you, Savannah and Kongman. We did. Stop Asian Hate. And everyone knows if you just use a hashtag or put this up on your social media, it makes racism stop.
That's so true.
Isn't it true? Isn't it true that there's activism online is the key thing to actually getting things done in the real world?
It is. Yeah, congratulations. Actually, though, it is actually very helpful. I mean, you know, when we apply social pressure and are very loud on social media, we can actually sway the tides of culture and get corporations to do what we want them to do. The right is really terrible at doing this, but the left is actually very good at doing this. And so I think for us, we can actually learn from the left in this way, where we can be loud and we can be assertive in what we want. And I love that poster. I don't like the rainbow because what it connotes today, like connotates what it denotes today. But, you know, the rainbow is a promise from God. And I believe that we as Christians and as conservatives should claim it back.
We will claim it back, though, because obviously I'm very familiar with your work. If people didn't see it, I posted a lot of your stuff before and also just recently on Instagram with you wishing people a happy Black History Month. And if you didn't see it, you were celebrating the richest and the most famous African in modern history.
Yeah. Elon Musk. And he's so influential. And, you know, the richest man in the world now is African-American. Hooray for progress. You know, we've come such a far way. Racism is gone now.
Yeah, we're really happy. And you also posted this today. If you can go to my screen, Savannah, we were also celebrating ending racism by celebrating, you said this is what? This was an advertisement against commercial farming?
That's not what I said. That's one of my followers said. Okay.
I don't know. That's what I thought.
But that is the result of feminism. That is like the peak of feminism. So hooray for feminism as well. Women's rights, yes.
Our podcast listeners are blessed right now, not knowing what's on screen.
Our blind viewers,
it's
yes.
It's an extra thick, extra large, extra oily Lizzo.
Extra oily. She looks like she's in our studio in our broom closet where we literally baste people in olive oil before they come in here. Okay, guys, this is not even what the show's about. We have so much we're going to talk about in this story today, including giving an update on some of what's happening in Canada. On that note, welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV, where we do always have the confetti of color. I get it once, you get it twice. Like I said, we have Kongman Lee here. We also, don't forget, we have Savannah Hernandez, our resident host and producer, who is here in the studio with us. As we go through today's videos, we have crazy videos, we have sad videos, we have true stories, we have some lies, and I just want to talk about this. So obviously we started the video today, we brought you in, we got the rice out of the way, we did your custom, your culture. Do you feel honored? Do you feel respected?
I feel so included. included. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I feel affirmed. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
So with this going on, right, we know this is a bunch of bullshit, right? There's a month to celebrate Black people. It makes absolutely no sense. It's counterintuitive, counterproductive. But in the beginning, if we can put video one, just B-roll, if that's possible. What we have here is, was this a first grade or a second grade? Of the kids, Savannah, of the first, yeah, that video. So this is pre-primary students. So I guess this is kindergarten or preschool. And these students were taught about BLM. And the controversy that came out, Kongman, was obviously people saw this, thought they were getting indoctrinated. And the school said, no, they were not getting indoctrinated. They chose to do this voluntarily after they were taught about the Black Lives Matter movement, which shows you that they were getting indoctrinated, because the only way a kid would want to protest and support Black Lives Matter is if they were taught that BLM was a positive movement, which is this entire rewriting, not just of American history, of minority history, and of every other kind. And you know these kids were probably taught this was a positive movement, it was a movement of peace, it was a movement of change, and that's the kind of BS that they're teaching kids. In Black History Month, they're using this to teach kids about a communist terrorist organization.
Yeah, plain and simple, BLM is satanic, it's demonic. As a Christian myself, I've seen how it's ravaged through churches, and the fact that BLM in and of itself was the driving factor for dividing the church, the bride of Christ, it's not of God. And then so when I look at what's going on, especially in our schools, I was actually in DC a couple of weeks ago, and I was talking to someone at a gala, and she was telling me how her five-year-old came back home and asked her mom, hey, white people aren't all bad and evil, right? I heard white people are all evil because of our skin color, and I hear that, and I'm so unbelievably pissed because what they're doing to our children with this stupid critical race theory nonsense and with the rise of BLM, I think we do have to crack down. And I'm so tired of all these conservatives saying, oh no, but we can't ban CRT. Like, honey, five-year-old classrooms are not a free marketplace of ideas. And the word indoctrinate actually comes from the same root word as educate. And so if we're not indoctrinating our kids to think for themselves, but also within the Judeo-Christian or Christian ethic.
Not yourself.
I'm not Jewish, so I just say Christian ethic now. I used to say Judeo-Christian a lot. But within the Christian ethic.
We all
ethic,
used to.
Yeah. But then you kind of start to learn things and you start to realize things. But anyways, the Christian ethic, you start to realize, okay, if they're not rooted in that, then they'll be rooted in a different worldview. And that's what the communists know. These fascists, they know this. And that's why they're trying to start indoctrinating and brainwashing our kids young, and we as conservatives have to fight back and fight to bring God back into schools.
And it does get a little confusing because how you interchange the words, specifically communist and fascist, meaning it is hard to understand these days what's really going on, because obviously you have traditional fascism, the alignment of sort of corporate entities, the police state, and like the governing regime, which I guess we do see a form of corporate fascism in the modern world. I don't know if we can, but in the same way, the ideologically, they're communist. So it's gotten so confusing. I guess this is where you start to kind of see like the horseshoe a little bit, mm-hmm. of like this weird anti-populist movement. That's more what it is. It's a new world order, a global order. And in the end, their goal is what? One world global bank, one digital currency. And they also want to make following God illegal, because when you follow God, your rights come from God and not the government. And that's the whole ploy, guys, of why they don't want God involved, is because then you believe your rights come from him, then you can't have them taken away because they come from the creator. But if they say God's not real and the government is your God, then they have the right to control not only your rights, but your body and also the value of your life. And I think, who was it, the great communist who said, one death is a tragedy, but a million is just a statistic? Was that Lenin? It might have been Lenin, or Stalin. Yeah. So this idea of like they don't value the life because they're not God. And one of the things that we notice too is this lack of parenting puts kids in these positions, because we live in this global system where many people are choosing to live in places where they were born into places and they still live there by choice, where they need two incomes to survive. And therefore they give their kids up to be being educated by the state. And I want to bring this up. Like, this is what the state thinks. The New Yorker put up this thing, because we have this argument with kids being masked, that the New Yorker was like, here's a cartoon. I don't know, this is supposed to be a political comedy, of two astronauts that are like complaining about mask mandates, I guess, in space, which is already gay. Like, I've had it with these helmet mandates. Now, obviously, from what we understand about space and the vacuum of it, If you removed your mask, you literally would, it's instant death. Like, you're just going to die. You're not going to survive. This is cold temperatures, et cetera. New York Times, which is state-sponsored, state-run media, this is like actually state regime media of the Biden administration and the corporate globalists, they have come to a point where they literally are so brainwashed. And what they're teaching the kids is that you're wearing a mask is as important to your daily lifestyle and to your survival as an astronaut wearing a helmet connected to an oxygen tank and a thermal suit in space, right? And so, like, while we look at this and laugh, remember, this is the ideology that's being taught to those kids. These kids think that they're fighting for black rights at 5 years old, 4 years old, which they shouldn't even be thinking about this. And on top of that, they're wearing masks, children, with no evidence. And I'm sure when you look at what's in the publications, you know this is what they're being told, that, like, if you take down your mask, you're putting everybody at risk. This is psychological abuse.
Absolutely. 100% psychological abuse. And I really do believe that any teacher, staff, or administrator pushing this onto children, forcing them to wear masks and march with Black Lives Matter, should be in prison for life. What you're pushing to our children is completely unacceptable. And I just think about, because this is the problem that I have with the church right now in American church, is being completely feminized. And on top of that, they're teaching that Jesus was this fluff animal. Oh, he's so nice, so compassionate. Yes, he was compassionate. He was literally the epitome of what it means to be loving and gentle, but he was also very strong. He's also very firm. I always refer back to Matthew 18 when Jesus says, "Let all the children come to me, but if you cause any of these little ones to stumble, it's better if you tie a millstone around your neck and drown to the depths of the sea." Imagine if someone came up to you and said, if you cause any of these little children to stumble or do anything to harm children, it's better if you tie a stone around your neck and drown. That's how much God cares for our children. And yet these demonic, satanic communists are coming in and they're indoctrinating our children with demonic ideologies. And not only demonic ideologies, but they're psychologically abusing them by masking them up. But it's so frustrating because all these false equivocations, it makes sense in the children's mind because they're so impressionable and they're so simple-minded. And so in the same way, like, okay, if you take off your helmet in space, not only will you not be able to breathe, but your whole face will explode. Because there's no gravity. The reason why we have, like, gravity here on Earth allows us to stay intact. But without that gravity, our skin will just explode. But equivocating that to wearing a mask, it's so stupid. In the same way people say, oh, we've always had vaccine mandates. You have to get a vaccine to go to school. We've never had to get a vaccine to go into restaurants, to go into, you know, bars, to go watch a game, a basketball game, a baseball game. We never had to do any of that. But they try to do these things in order to brainwash, especially the youth, and it's unacceptable. And I think it's so frustrating to me when I see Christians and even conservatives be like, oh, but we've always had this. It's okay. Free marketplace of ideas. Let the free ideas win. But we're talking about children and the demons are coming after our children. There's no room for us to just sit back and be like, oh, it's okay, the mask, whatever.
No, you're absolutely correct. And I think that's where I get confused in the communist fascist thing, because on one hand, it's like we've always had like vaccine mandates. And it's not really true with public schools. You can always have exemptions. Yeah. And these are actually like inoculations and genuine true vaccinations and not whatever the hell this jab is, right? We're not talking about something we never had. You don't have to have the flu vaccine necessarily to go to a school. I've never had to prove that or show that. But that's also technically government run. And like what you're pointing out is now we're having the private corporations emulate that. And also too, like, you didn't have to show your vaccine proof to get into class every day or to walk in the door. There was just kind of like an honor system in general with that kind of thing. And in some places in California, maybe they had you turn in vaccine records or immunization records, but we're not animals. And you know, the madness keeps going crazier because if you can go to my screen here, the dailymail.co.uk released this out that putting ladies' pantyhose, this is a real story. This is not a kink. Savannah, I feel like this is more of a kink than it is a health measure. If you're putting ladies' pantyhose over your face mask to make it better at stopping the spread of COVID, a study finds. I feel like the only way you're putting pantyhose over your face, Savannah, is if you're robbing a bank or if you're like kinky. I don't know.
Yeah,
isn't this weird?
I mean, some people will probably actually do this because they're that afraid of COVID, as we saw with the cartoon from The New Yorker. Ah, the modern day, it's a beautiful time to be alive. It really is.
I know. And it says here, Cambridge University's researchers tested 7 hacks to improve fit of masks. Like, as if we need to wear these. Pantyhose and tape to secure the mask to face most affected but uncomfortable. Making comfortable fit improvement products remains a critical issue. So basically, I think they have a picture of this. If we can go down, there should be, there. So here's the examples. You have the N95 and the surgical mask being worn, and they have, I think that literally is pantyhose underneath in the bottom right quadrant. There it is. Yeah, those are pantyhose underneath the mask. So they're giving you examples. And if you're black, you can use black pantyhose, aka representation in the madness. But I think this is, and they show you the graphs and the charts. I'm literally not going to get into. Kongman, it's like, this is my point. We've abandoned all reality, and they're going like, if you wear a pantyhose over your mask or rubber bands, look at the bottom right mannequin. She looks traumatized. Like she's being raped or something. And I mean, like, the fact that this is not only somebody said this, but this is one of our universities, Cambridge, one of the West's, you know, I guess would say paramount or tantamount educational institutions, that is telling us that our future is not only wearing masks, which I'm still not convinced on, but is also like literally putting women's undergarments to an extent. I mean, it's not really like that much of an undergarment, but some sort of one on our face to secure this. I mean, like, this is literally, this not only devalues human life, but this is like just, this is past the point of parody.
It's beyond parody. And I mean, I feel like this
is, you already don't know what to say.
Like, it's just like the result, I feel like, of men not being able to actually have genuine relationships with women anymore. And it's, really a result of simp culture, and where now guys are like all simping for all these e-girls online and everything. And then they live out their weird fantasies because they can't actually have a genuine relationship with the woman and be committed to her in marriage and have a nice long life with her and actually have a healthy sex life with her. And so they live out all these weird fantasies, and it all kind of combines into this COVID cult where now they're like, oh, you know, this pantyhose over my mask. Ooh, you know, that's kind of kinky. It's absolutely gross.
COVID and recovery.
It's like, I think this also shows us that, I love economic prosperity and I love like technology and all that stuff. But at the same time, I think this kind of shows us that if we're too prosperous, then we kind of start to have the luxury of venturing into really stupid things where you're studying the effectiveness of putting pantyhose over your mask, which is something no one needed, something no one asked for. It's the same thing with the non-binary stuff. No one asked for that. No one wanted that. But then all these people with so much money, with nothing to do, and all these schools and research labs and firms and everything, they were like, you know, what can we do? Because we're so bored, we have all this money to spend. Why not just research why men are not women, and now birthing persons should replace womanhood and all this nonsense?
Yeah, I know. And they are attacking our kids. This is a picture that comes out of a preschool, a little acorn preschool, flying a transgender flag above their house or above their school. And the question was asked was like, well, what does a preschool need a transgender flag? And the point is, it's true. It's indoctrination. And that's what's so crazy is like, I feel like even transgenderism, sometimes that goes kind of talks and transsexual and whatnot is a lot for an adult to understand. Right. And when you really see the pain, have you seen what they do for a, and I don't like to acknowledge the term, but just medically we'll just call it, but a female to male transsexual. Have you seen what that takes?
Actually haven't. I've seen the other way around though.
They literally from the forearm or the thigh remove an entire piece of skin, and they literally remove part of their body, and then they make a fake penis, like a tube. Mm. And sometimes they even create like an artificial pump where one of the balls, one of the testes, is like a pump. Savannah's getting a little bit turned on, which I feel very confused about right now. Savannah, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little graphic here. Do you like artificial air pump testes? Is that what you
like? I don't like normal dick. I'm disgusted by normal male genitalia.
Most women kind of are, unless they're hoes. That they just they like their man. They like their mans only, because they like their man. Yes. That's a true statement.
That is true. Very
if
the
girl really loves dick, she's probably a hoe.
Genitals as a whole are kind of gross. So it's just like fake ones that have to be pumped up.
Pumping balls.
Synthetically.
Pumpy boys. You like a couple pump. That takes three pumps to a whole new level. It's like, oh, how was your intercourse? No, but they literally have like balls that inflate their penis, or it could be a prosthetic too. So it could always be.
How do you know this?
I did my entire college thesis on this. I had to watch transsexual surgeries.
That's really disturbing.
And no one knew what it was.
Did you just watch that episode of South Park?
I had to watch them cut the skin off the leg. Dude, I've seen them. So I've seen them literally shove sticks up the groin of a man who's had his penis filleted and create a cavity, and then put like pressure points to create an internal fake vaginal cavity.
You know, after watching that, at that point, crazy. I would probably just devote my life to Christ, and I'd be up in the mountains like a whole monk or nun or something.
I started the show a year after I finished my thesis, so that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah. It makes sense. I was like, someone's got to talk about this stuff. Someone's got to be there. No, but I meant like this is damaging stuff. The point of this is I encourage you, by the way, if you know someone who's thinking about transsexual surgery or whatever, to genuinely go find videos, medical videos, and show them what it is, and that it's mutilation, it's trauma. And my point being is that if anybody else was like, yo, I'm going to cut off my finger, we would call that mental illness, and they would go into a mental institution. If they wanted to cut off their arm, we would think they were crazy. If they wanted to blind themselves, they would be on TLC because they love showing people like that. I'm just like a more hardcore TLC version with like 0.1% of the budget. But that kind of disgusting transsexual surgery stuff, that showing that to kids or pushing that on children is genuine abuse. It's not just like, you know, parroting or reactionary talking points. Trying to get that kids to think that that's normal, to cut skin off, to create artificial vaginas, it's just, there's nothing to say to it except for the fact that it's satanic.
It's completely satanic, and it's not normal. There's this one progressive Christian who came after me on Twitter because they said in every civilization, every sane civilization for all of human history, it's always been male and female. And then she was like, oh, there's this weird tribe and, you know, Aborigines and, you know, indigenous people and all these different kinds of people who had multiple genders. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm not talking about tribes that like sacrifice their kids to the gods for rain and things like that. I'm talking about sane, civil, moral societies. But as a Korean, like I studied a lot of Korean history growing up because as a Korean, I was very prideful and proud of being Korean. More so now as I grow up and living in America, I'm more proud to be an American. But even in Korean, all throughout Korean history, it was always male and female. This is not normal to say, oh no, but I'm born as a male. Somehow now I feel like I have to get a vagina to feel normal. And there are people who genuinely suffer from gender dysphoria, and I'm very sympathetic towards that. But today what's happening is not genuine gender dysphoria. It's a social contagion where, you know, Abigail Schreier talks a lot about this and I wrote a whole book on this. But it's mostly now, it's mostly girls who, in the same way how most girls were like susceptible to bulimia and anorexia, they're finding ways so that they can feel accepted and glorified and celebrated in a culture where it's increasingly narcissistic, and increasingly with social media, girls are feeling more of an urge to feel accepted. And then with the feminization of men and the emasculation of men, now men are also hopping on that trend. So suddenly in the past 5-10 years, the amount of people and kids identifying as trans is absolutely off the charts. We've never seen that before. And again, it's not natural. It's because they are pushing this on our kids, and they're pushing it in culture, in Hollywood, in the media, and to teach kids, hey, if you do this thing, you will be celebrated. You'll be so, oh my gosh, you're so amazing. You're so brave. And everyone wants to be brave. Everyone wants to be the protagonist in their own story. They want to be the hero. And then so when we know this, we realize this with kids, especially struggling and going through puberty and having all these hormonal things, this is what happens. And like you said, it's complete psychological abuse, and it's really not normal. It's not normal at all.
No, I know. And there's this woman that is arguing for androgyny. And
can I interject on here real quick? Because I just want to build on his point, because I saw a screenshot from a TikTok the other day. And just because Kongman's talking about the levels of just mental insanity and just psychological manipulation that these young kids are under, I saw this screenshot and this girl, because you know how now it's not just different genders, it's different personalities that you can have, and people are identifying as like 50 different people. So I guess this girl's boyfriend slept with her when she was an alt personality. And so when she woke up, she felt cheated on by her boyfriend because her boyfriend slept with her alt.
I like where we're going with this. I'm enjoying this.
What? And so it's like, it sounds crazy, but we played the videos and it's like, that's the next step. We already thought that more than two genders was crazy. And now people are like, oh, my boyfriend slept with my alt personality and he cheated on me. And it's like,
that is so good. Like, by the way,
I knew you would like that line. That's why I had to interject.
You ever cheat on someone? Be like, I swear it wasn't me. It was
my alt.
It was
my
That was my all personality.
Oh, yeah.
Someone else did it. That sounds like...
That wasn't
like,
Kongman. That was Kangman.
That sounds like a night of mixing alcohol with Ambien. All right. Oh, that's what man. We used to call it. Anyway, before we look at this video, obviously you guys are listening to the show, no matter where you are. Maybe you're a blind viewer. If you're working out a lot, you've been working out, yeah?
Yeah. I lost the 5 pounds in the past couple months.
Man. I did notice. Oh, and obviously, you know, it helps to have music in your ears and it helps to have a good set of headphones. But guys, I know this. Times are not only tough, but also inflation is crazy. And so it's like, how do you find a good pair of headphones that are both compact, affordable, have a good battery life, but also like they're not going to break the bank, which is very important. And so when you're looking for a good bang for your buck and you're looking for something that you can take with you anywhere, I suggest to buy Raycons. I have a pair myself and I like that they come in a variety of colors, black, white, blue. They have over the ear headphones too. One of the nice things is they really just slip in the ear. So whether you already have a pair of headphones, you're looking for a backup, you're looking for a gift for somebody, why don't you pick up a pair for yourself, a pair for somebody else? They are in the price range too, where you can actually get them as a birthday present for somebody or for a kid. And I lose my headphones all the time, so I've already had a few pairs and I really have enjoyed them. Definitely have a long battery life and they're very, very comfortable. Come with all the tips that you need for the different ear sizes, the ear canal, and I encourage you to check them out. And right now, Slightly Offensive listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/offensive. That's buyraycon.com/offensive, spelled the normal way, offensive. That's buyraycon, buyraycon.com, buyraycon.com/offensive to save 15% on Raycons. Check them out today. Get a pair for yourself. And Savannah, I know your dad wants a pair. Did you get him a pair yet?
I did for Christmas and I used our coupon code. He was very happy.
There you go. Does he like them?
He loves them.
That's awesome. Well, get Savannah's dad's approved ones. Savannah, you haven't gotten a pair yet, but I got to get you a pair.
I know you do. We got to get matching ones.
I know we do. Anyway, so let's talk about this. So basically while you're on your Raycons and you're listening, there was this girl that's mad at people that want her to not to look androgynous. And this is the point of like this idea of this denial of the reality and what's going on. If we can play video 3, Savannah.
Hi, I wasn't planning on posting again today, but I just need to say something. Non-binary and gender fluid people, anyone, like, they don't fucking owe you androgyny. Period. I'm getting so sick of seeing like a threads of comments in my comment section being like, oh, well, she looks like that, so she can't go by they, them pronoun. Fuck you, I've been going by they, them pronouns for 4 years now. I'm pretty comfortable with it. I know what I identify as. You don't get to police that for anybody but your own self. Also, I've had to delete and report a bunch of comments of just men being utterly disgusting in my comments. And of course, I've been having issues with men in real life lately too, and I'm just so done. Everything, like, yeah, so a bitch just needed to rant.
So first of all, I can't say much shit because her and I currently have the same eyebrows. So there's that. But I also will say I did leave the clown makeup at home. I would like to say after watching the video that if you're having problems with women and boys and non-binary, you might be the problem. Mm. Have you ever thought about that? Like if you're having problems with every single person in your life, there's a common denominator between the two or three or four problem areas, and it tends to be you. And what we're seeing is this like increase of problematic women. Women are already problematic when they are out of the home. We know that. No, I'm just kidding. But I mean in good favor. Like the progress of women, right? We've had no more progress than in the last 70 years, and things have gotten completely fucked. And there's a direct correlation between that. The destruction of families, mm-hmm. which also has to do with the changing role of men. So it's not just women's fault. Men gave women the rights, right? Or not, actually not men, a small group of people gave them the rights. But then women got the rights. Men never take care of their women. The entire economy is screwed up. We're in a broken structure. And this is the product of the broken structure. And now what we're arguing about in our society is not the fact that we need to fix our culture. We're arguing about androgyny and non-binary and words that were new 2-3 years ago and have now become part of clown self, which is the pronouns we learn. That's clown and clown self person. Does it not alarm you that this has become like the center of the mainstream cultural conversation is about things like this?
The first thing I was thinking, just like watching it, is like it's not other people's fault that you're having problems. Maybe it's your own. I mean, for me, I think everyone instinctively knows this, where guys long for a girl who is gentle, soft, compassionate, and not like... I don't want to say submissive, but like submissive in that like she respects the leadership and the headship of a man, all these things. And then women all instinctively like a man who's strong, who's responsible, noble, courageous, responsible, I said responsible already, disciplined, who's, you know, good, and they know that they can be secure in their arms. And so I think with the rise in feminism, you know, who said this? I think it was G.K. Chesterton who said this, that feminism is the lie that it's oppressive and it's slavery to serve your husband, but it's freedom and liberation to serve your employer. And so many women have bought into this narrative where now they're miserable. And then to compensate for that misery, they're lashing out and then they start to identify with they, them pronouns, which makes no sense in reality. Like non-binary means nothing in reality and in a material reality at all. And it's really sad. I used to, you know, laugh and make fun of these people in the beginning. And I used to be all like, oh, like own the libtards. But as like I started to really get into the sphere and realize what's going on, it's like these people are broken. And it's honestly very pitiful. And what's going on is like they come from mostly fatherless homes or broken homes, broken families, and they've never been secure in their family. And so they lash out. They have all these fits and they go on TikTok where, you know, they find validation where they should have gotten the validation from their mother and their father.
Yeah, but this is what families are. There's this weird polyamorous couple. We're seeing this new involvement of like, people get mad because I don't kink shame because I believe that people have weird things. Because I think what you should shame is people acting out all the time on their kinks. I don't think people being weird is necessarily a weird thing. I think that it's interesting to me that people have a lot of like hidden or suppressed things. But what we do have to say is like, I'm not going to shame you for having a certain desire or a want or something like that. But you need to learn, like, number one, ask if it's sinful, ask if it's wrong, right? Ask if it's unhygienic, ask if it's dangerous, ask if it's damaging or hurtful. Like, meaning if you have an issue, rather than just suppressing it, bring it before God, try to understand it. Maybe it's not wrong. Maybe it is just, maybe you're just weird. Maybe you do just like to dress up in pony costumes, but maybe is it right? All things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. Yes. Right. So there's a lot of questions in there to be asked. And one of the weird things that's emerging is, like you said, this change in families, and we're seeing this polyamory. And we found probably one of the weirdest polyamory couples. I don't even know what is this couple. I don't understand this, but we'll just jump in and explain the clear manipulation of mental illness you're seeing in how people have really degraded. Let's watch video number two.
Hi, my name is Anna. I am dating everybody in the polycule. I am married to Jake. We've been together for 8 years and married for 3. I'm dating Spencer. We've been together for 3.5. And I am dating Ellie. We've been together just over a month now. I am bisexual and my pronouns are she, her. I'm also in charge of this account and in general.
Hi, I'm Jake. I'm married to Anna and she's currently my only partner. I am demi-romantic, which means I only get feelings for people, like romantic feelings for people, if I've been around them for a while and get to know them really well. And I'm technically pansexual, but I like the bi colors more, so I call myself bisexual. My pronouns are he, they.
There was a demon.
Hi, I'm Ellie. I'm dating Anna. I'm not currently dating anybody else. I'm some flavor of queer. And my pronouns are she, her.
I'm Spencer. I'm only dating Anna. I'm bi, but like bi.
Who's holding the gun to his head behind the camera?
My pronouns are they, them. And my gender is... Wait. Wait.
So your pronouns were he, they.
Doesn't even know.
I'm being held hostage.
Are you having a realization?
I don't know. My gender is to be determined.
I'm just going to toss to you. I've been trying to understand this video. I've watched it like 12 times and I've been trying to process. I'm lost.
That guy with the kitty ears. He was like, what did he say? He said, I don't develop romantic feelings for anyone until I spend enough time with them. I'm like, that's everyone. That's not a different gender. It's the same thing with
Yeah, like there's like lust and romance are different. You can have sex. Guys can have sex with almost any girl, but they can't make love to every girl.
Yeah,
that's romance.
Right.
It's but difference.
Like, there's it was Andrew Cuomo's daughter who came out as like demisexual or something. And demisexual means like, oh, like having sexual attraction to a man if you're like emotionally attached to them. I'm like, yeah, that's all woman.
Yeah,
you know, that's all woman.
And she just said she doesn't love. It's not like women are just like if you're, like we said, if you're not a hoe, you're not just like lusting after a penis. You're wanting to fall in love with someone.
Exactly.
And, then
it becomes attractive. Yes, exactly. And that's the natural progression of things. And that's how God designed us. God wired men to be more visual and then women to be more emotional, right? And so that's kind of like how the complementarian kind of dynamic works between male and female. But it's like, how do you have he, they pronouns? What does that even mean? I really try to, and you did a thesis on this, so you probably know a little more. Maybe you can explain to me, but what does that mean to be a he, they? Like, no, you're a dude or you're not. You either have a penis or you don't. You have XY chromosomes or you have XX chromosomes. What is having he, they pronouns? How can you have a singular and plural pronouns? Like, what does this mean?
I think, well, Savannah, I want to point that out, like, to your earlier point about the way women and men are wired. Savannah knows this. This is really common that women end up saying that they end up loving a guy so much when you ask them if they found the guy attractive at first. Most of the time they say, not really.
Yeah.
Not, I'm not talking about dating, but when they really like the guy, mm-hmm. they're like, they usually actually say, I didn't find the guy that attractive at first. And now I think he's so attractive. I see this all the time. You never see a guy really be like very often, like, I didn't find the girl attractive and I do now and I'm happy. They're like forcing it. But usually they're like, yeah, I thought she was hot. That was like basically the first thing. I thought she was pretty and that's what I wanted to be with her. And girls, am I not wrong on this? A lot of times girls, when they find a guy that they really love, they end up going from not finding their attractive, Savannah, to finding them very attractive.
Yeah, men are visual creatures. Women are not. Women can, you know, women are very much about the personality for sure. And that's how you can win them over. Whereas men, like, again, they're visual creatures. So
we
they
love
like,
the personalities.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
Both. We date the triplets. No, but it is, like, you're right. And then on the he, they, let's discuss this because Sav, I know you've been in this. Let's get in the triple split. Can we get a triple split?
Of course.
Can we get in this? Okay. So the he, they, the idea of focusing on pronouns just means you're clearly like your priorities are off. I think we can all agree on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I do believe that the plurality, because like there is a they, them pronoun and we do use that, especially when we don't know somebody,
right?
So when we don't know someone like, oh yeah, they, oh yeah. Like, especially if you don't know the name. Like I'm like, I don't know Kongman's name. I'm like, oh yeah, they were here yesterday mm-hmm. or whatever, like past tense kind of thing. But when you use the pronoun plural for yourself, you're meaning like you don't know who you are. Like a they, a plural is like I am many. And that is, and we've talked about this many times, but that is a satanic insistence in the Bible of this idea of plurality within a human being.
Guy who's demon possession is like, I am legion, right?
Yeah.
It's like plurality. But that's the thing though. It's like that.
A God thing, right? Three in one. It's like you are multiple.
Yeah. But it's like, it's so weird because the idea of gender identity has no basis in material reality. It means nothing. They say, I don't know what gender I am, so I don't know if I'm male or female. No, you are either male or you're either female. God didn't create us with like abstract genders. You're either male or female. He created us male or female. Obviously, there are exceptions. There are people who are intersex, but even those who are intersex, that's not only an abnormality, they also have a primary sex characteristic, and they just might have reproductive organs of the other sex. So you're either a dude or you're not. And it's just so frustrating because they're completely rewriting definitions and things don't mean anything anymore to the point we can't have conversations, we can't communicate. And I don't know how we can live in a society when they're continually rewriting the definition of words.
Well, yeah. And we have this video here. This is so confusing. We're going to play video one. This is like where you no longer know who you are. It'd be this gay guy who's interested in women. And there's this lack of identity where like, look, admit it. I think that LGBT, you know, QIIIA, whatever, plus people.
There's a 2S in the beginning now.
Yeah, oh yeah, two slug butts. That's what it is, the slug butts. But I'm saying what it is the devil always masks his lies in some truth. That's how he gets people to latch on. And what they talk about, which is true, is that sexuality is fluid, meaning there are ways to live outside of a binary, God's design, and there are ways to move outside of that between heterosexual, monogamous sex between a man and a woman. That is the binary, man, woman, you come together, right? These are the terms they use. We don't really use them, but if I'm adapting their terms, there's a binary, men and women, and then there is a gate. There is a sort of a normalcy, which they admit, right? They say we're LGBT, 2S, LGBTQIAA+, meaning we are expressions outside of God's design. That's the point of it. And people do struggle with that. Like, some people genuinely struggle with homosexuality or things because they were molested. That's a very common thing.
Yeah.
Very common thing. Mm-hmm. And people don't like to admit that, but it is very, 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 very common. Mm-hmm. I was watching a TikToker the other day whose dad left his mom, came out as gay. I don't know if you've had five kids, if you were really gay, if you got a boner around a chick, but apparently he came out as gay, and maybe he's like, he's fluid or whatever, and he came out as gay. Now, the reason why he probably came out as gay and left his family is because he probably was molested, I'm assuming, or something traumatic happened, probably didn't deal with the same sex attraction, probably continued to look at gay porn or something, maybe did some risky interactions, I don't know. And eventually, like, his flesh took over and he, like, sort of embraced a side of him outside of God's identity. And people say, well, that feels more like me. And the reason why it probably does is because your sinful nature is a little more of who you are, mm-hmm. but it's not who God designed you to be or who you are with Christ. Now, what was crazy is in the end of this, guess the sexuality of the son that made the video. He was gay. Like, meaning, like, the kids were gay too. Like, mm-hmm. meaning the generational, it affects the next generation over them. Mm-hmm. And that's why, like, it is really crazy when you live outside of God's design,
yeah.
the confusion, you can become confused. That's why God created parameters. He created a design so that we stay within these things, yeah. and he created redemption. So, like, if you are molested or you do have trauma, or even if you don't, and you just naturally, like, have some sort of a strange, like, not even sexual, but, like, asexual, God can show you your movement, your identity, and what to be in life. And what we have when we remove God from the sexual binary, from the sexual closure and the boundaries, we end up with things like this in video one, where people are just bloody confused, and I am too. Let's play video one.
So I recently told my parents that I may be a little bit romantically interested in women. And that was a big shock for them, considering the past 10 years of coming out as gay, then queer, then non-binary, then trans. And I think it was just a bit of a shock. So I tell my dad and he goes, well, I would love to see you get a woman pregnant. And I said, oh, no, no, no. She would be getting me pregnant. And then he said, what, do you have a vagina now? And I said, never say never. And then I tell my mom, and she goes, I would just love to see you own property one day. And in California, that's sort of, you know, a parent's dream. It's not having kids or getting married. It's are you able to own a house? Wouldn't that be nice?
I'm just going to go back to you. This was a very confusing video. Very confusing. Let's break it down, Kongman. You break it down. What's going on here?
I don't know. Because he went from, what, gay to queer to non-binary to different things. I don't know, man. I'm just so tired of it.
I know. But I'm saying the point is, I'm saying my rant about with Christ and boundaries
right,
is meaning
right.
like, this is the point. Is
yeah,
that like,
yeah.
it's how the person switched and switched and switches. Like, when you don't deal with your sexual trauma, when you don't deal with your sexuality, when you don't bring your sexuality before God. And that doesn't include just queerness. That could mm-hmm. be just immorality. Like, just literally just going out and slapping cheeks with hoes. You know, I mean, like, I'm just saying, like, anything outside of what God wants, if you don't try to work on it, the level of confusion, it's never going to stop. You're never yeah. going to be settled and happy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at the answers to his parents. I might have a vagina. I don't know. Who knows? What's mm-hmm. up? Because you have no truth. There's no foundation. So right. your sexuality can be manipulated into whatever direction.
Right. And this is why, again, the only way we're going to take back this country is if we turn to Christ, if this nation repents. And, you know, that's a very like, oh, such a like, a, I feel like it's a very boomer Christian talking about, but it's very true because, again, with apart from God, we have no truth. And apart from God, we have no objective morality. There's this weird idea that you can be like, I think, you know, atheists can be, they can be conservative and they can like Christian values. But again, like without the foundation and knowing the creator himself, then all that goes to waste. And it's you build your worldview on sand, not on the rock. And I think when we think about how to take back this country, how do we stop this insanity? How do we stop the rise in mental illness and suicide rates and depression, the increased rates of kids identifying as gay and trans? And obviously, like you mentioned, most children who come out as gay were actually molested when they were very, very young, whether they remember it or not, because it rewires their brain because they're so impressionable as young kids. And all of this can all be solved if we all turn to Christ. And obviously the church has its own corruption and its own flaws, and there are leaders and pastors and faith leaders who abuse people and abuse their power, but in the end, they don't represent Christ because Christ himself was perfect. And if we long for Christ, and if we draw near to him, he promises that he'll draw near to us.
Right. And you know what? I think that we see what our women are doing. That's a good example, but currently our women aren't doing that in our country. That's what we needed. We needed women and men to return to what they were made to be and to raise the next generation. We have to, like, I don't know, this generation might not be the generation that it's going to save itself, but maybe if enough parents can raise their kids, maybe the next, the one who's going to bring about the revival or change things is hasn't been born yet, right? Which is why we have the aggressive abortion campaign. But of course, in alignment with Black History Month, we see that the communities are currently on a bad trajectory. Savannah, you told me you were at this woman's fellatio workshop, right? And you took this video of you and your friends out that night?
No, this was not a video that I took. Thank you very much.
I thought, okay, I just didn't know if you were there that night.
No, this is not something I would ever attend.
Yeah, I thought you were the one who organized it.
Yeah. Good Lord.
We got invited. We just turned it down.
Jeez, yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
I love how Savannah's never ready to get pulled into the conversation.
I'm like, don't bring me into it. Oh gosh.
All right, Savannah. So this is a woman's fellatio. This is okay on TikTok, by the way. And by the way, there's no nudity or pornography or anything in this. So YouTube, just letting you know, these are just little treats and this is all CGI. Let's go ahead and let's watch Black History Month celebration.
You this is how my lip service fellatio workshop went. He gon' keep her being my throat crazy. Scray, check your eyes. I ain't lying to be. Ooh. Look like a slut. Come here, daddy, let me eat it up. Look in his eyes and swallow that nut. Okay,
I'm not a rocket scientist, but why would you need to go to a workshop? It's probably, like, I feel like sex is one of the more, like, simple things. Just figure it out.
Yeah, you can figure it out. We all have it in us to figure it out.
Why do you need a workshop?
It's because degeneracy, sin.
Savannah, why'd you go to this?
Yeah, Savannah, why'd you go?
I know. I'm like, why? Why? I literally my least favorite topic. I'm like, just everyone watching this is aware. No, I would never attend this. Any woman
Savannah,
who would attend
everybody
this,
knows
I don't know.
Anything that I say
I
that you did is
know.
Definitely true. No, but I'm just saying, like as a woman, like it seems so strange. Like this is outside of a woman's bound. I mean, like unless you're like a major slut or a hoe, it's like what's? I feel like women should be decent and like they're not supposed to be like. Women don't get together and like that's not what they like to do. I feel like you guys get mimosas, you guys go to the spa, Kez wants to like hang out, and it's like not suck fake cock in like some strip club. Like, I don't know. It just, to me, it seems like women have gotten out of control and I don't know who's putting this stuff on, but this doesn't even seem like a natural woman thing that they would want to do if they were healthy and whole.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you have any friends who would go to something like that?
No, I don't. Honestly, you know, once I started getting into political issues and I started voicing my opinion, I lost a lot of friends. And those were the type of people that would have gotten to this type of thing and thought it was funny. But I don't align with those people anymore. And the older I get, the more I realize, too, how hard it is to align with people who don't really align with you politically, because it really is very much a spiritual thing at this point, because the degeneracy, the pro-abortion stance in itself is very satanic. And so this has really superseded politics, because as we can see where these women are all performing fellatio together in a room, it's just, it's not right. It's degenerate. It's weird. Maybe these are all married. I don't know.
I don't think they're married women.
They could be. They could be. I mean, you
what
saw that
go to that.
You saw that polyamory couple, or that couple, a thruple, whatever that was, talk about we're married, but we're actually dating also other people. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they were actually married. And it's just sad. It's just really sad.
Yeah, I don't think it's weird if you'd. I just don't think it's natural for women to behave like that. And I got to talk to you guys. Obviously, you guys do need protection on a lot of things because women are too loose. But honestly, you know what's looser than the women in the modern era? That would be the internet, where your information is stolen and sold and used against you. Congman, I'm sure you're familiar with some of this stuff. I know that you're familiar with this, Savannah, where, you know, in general, people will take our information, these tech companies, they'll sell it, and they profit off of us in order to use that against us. Now, what's absolutely crazy is that you can actually protect yourself by blocking your identity online. So everybody has an ID, right? You have a wallet, you have an ID. You have that on your online trace. That would be considered your IP address. And Savannah, tell me this is true. people can literally dox you. They can find you and they can sell your data if mm-hmm. they track down your IP address. Am I not wrong?
Correct. All true. All true. The internet is a scary place, people.
And what do we use in order to protect our phones, our devices, and to make sure that we are continually hiding our identity online, not to do anything wrong, but to protect our own information?
We use ExpressVPN.
That's true. We do use it. Go to expressvpn.com/offensive. That's ExpressVPN.com/offensive. Again, that's ExpressVPN.com/offensive to save right now. If you go there, you can use my link and you can get an extra 3 months free on a 1 year package. It's an extra 3 months free on a 1 year package. Go online. It takes a couple of minutes. Download the app, go to the website. And I encourage you so quickly. It does not slow down your device. And one of the benefits to ExpressVPN as well is that you can watch different videos and movies that are not available in your region by bouncing your IP address around the world, using their trusted server and giving yourself the anonymity, plus the ability to access information that you were not previously able to access. And that you can get that at expressvpn.com/offensive to get 3 months free of a year package. So obviously we've been talking about a lot of this stuff. And one of the interesting things that I just want to remind you, because we haven't talked about this in a while, is the fact that, let me see if I can get this. There it is. So with all this of confusing people, we have something on top of just confusing people, specifically with information, specifically with gender, specifically with marriage. We have this huge push for interracial marriage, which is not illegal. I don't think it's wrong. I think it's unnatural in terms of historically. And I think it's more of was done to bind different groups together for trade and purpose. But I also don't think it's natural. I think people naturally are attracted to people, not who look like them, but from their own race per se, or in other ways, that's not in every case. I think that there's a lot of complications that come with interracial relationships and marriages. Not in every case. So I'm not against it, but it does come with its own challenges, specifically with families meshing together because you marry the family. Now, if you go to my screen here, Savannah, everybody remembers Cheaper by the Dozen. So this was the original Cheaper by the Dozen. I got to say, like, technically a horrible movie, but also like, can we get any more classical than this? This was like, do you remember this movie?
Yeah. Of course I do. I was so young when this came out, though.
How could you call this a horrible movie? I loved Cheaper by the Dozen.
Theoretically,
it was so
it's a horrible movie. Like it's a classic, right? Yeah. It's like any of these movies where it's like generic, dorky, but it's like part of our childhood. Well, they're remaking Cheaper by the Dozen, in case you want to know. And this is the new Cheaper by the Dozen. Stop. It's an interracial family with kids across the spectrum. Like the kid in the upper left-hand corner looks Indian.
He does.
He's like, at all, sir.
Probably from Pakistan.
Pakistan.
Yeah,
Pakistan.
I'm like, I see every race here except for Asians. So
they hate Asians.
Yeah, they hate the Asians. They hate the Asians.
Because we do better than white people.
It's true.
Dude, even the dogs. They got a big dog and a small dog. Look. Look, if you go here to this other one, they don't even like have a white dog. Did you see this?
Their dog is white.
The dog is white. And they made the dog black. They literally changed the race of the dog.
They even have a Mexican dog, a little chihuahua.
Yeah, and a Mexican dog. And there's like maybe that girl is white, and this is the guy from Scrubs. So there's but look, there's only two white people, and everyone else, there's 10 of them is mixed, or 8 of them are mixed race, and the mom is black. And there's this push now to push what I would say I want to clarify this. I'm not against interracial marriage, and I don't care if people don't like those, not based or whatever. I don't care. There's nothing in the Bible that says you cannot, and people will argue, you cannot marry someone of a different race. You could, but it does come with challenges. But they're pushing on TV that the norm is interracial marriage without telling you what the risks are of blending cultures and people together, which can cause huge strain and complications in your marriage. And this is becoming normalized. Like, there's barely any white couples on movies or on anything. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. It's the stupid push for diversity, equity, inclusion, the satanic trinity of the progressive left today. But like you said, it's not really a racial thing more so than it is a cultural thing. So for example, I kind of naturally I'm just naturally more attracted to Koreans. And that's just because I am Korean, but I'm not
You are. I didn't notice.
Oh, yes. I actually look very Nigerian. Thank you.
Yeah, I thought you were from Zimbabwe.
But like, I'm not attracted to Chinese girls, but I'm attracted to Korean girls. And so it is a very cultural thing because, again, like, yes, East Asian culture is very similar, but it's also very different. And so I think it's more of a cultural thing than it is a racial thing. But like you said, there are differences. And I think it's fine to acknowledge those differences. And the more that we disregard and try to ignore those differences is where a lot of the tension comes up. So we see in America, right, with the increase in mass immigration and importing all these different cultures and these different religions and worldviews, multiculturalism actually doesn't work. And a lot of people say, oh, you're such a race traitor. You hate your Asians. No, I'm not saying I hate Korean culture per se. I hate parts of it for sure. I love being Korean, but as an American, I'm an American first. As someone who lives here and as an American, I have to assimilate to the values of the country, to adopt the language, to know its history and be proud of the history. And so many people are okay with people coming in from Mexico, from all these different countries and like in the middle of the Middle East or anything and speaking their own native tongue and not learning how to speak English. And I'm like, don't, we are an English speaking country. You need to learn English and you need to know the history. You have to know how our government works and you have to also embrace our values and what are traditional American values, Christian values. We are a Christian nation, or we used to be. And so if you're not doing that, then you have no right being here because again, this place is not some money grab. It's not a place where you can just make a lot of money and then just leave. I mean, there's someone in the Olympics right now. She's a Chinese girl and she came to America to train and all that stuff. And then she is competing for China during the Olympics. And I think that's absolutely unacceptable.
Because she gave up her citizenship.
Yeah,
too.
She did. She did. And that's completely unacceptable because again, this place is not a bank to be robbed or a store to be looted. It's not just for your economic prosperity and for your well-being so you can just make a bunch of cash. This is a nation. This is our home. And we have to be able to protect it and protect what makes it a nation or else we're screwed. And so that kind of ties into the interracial thing. I think it's fine. But again, like it's important to acknowledge differences. And more so than the interracial thing, I think the cheaper by the dozen thing is kind of like talking about or kind of trying to push the idea that it's good to marry a black person because look at all these diverse babies you have. And I'm not really concerned about the skin color of my babies. I'm just more concerned about their character and if they love God and if I'm able to pass down my tradition and my culture and my heritage because that's essentially what family's for.
I was concerned about the race of my babies though because I think being mixed comes with its own struggles and trials. Like I think that there's a lot of problems with like, you even said with black white mix of like, are you black or are you white? Right. We had Barry in office. Right. And people said he was black, but he was half white. And there's a lot of push to choose. Now I don't think that's wrong. I think that there is also an importance of the dignity of like your cultural heritage and your race that like, there's nothing wrong with like I think some Koreans are hot. I don't love a lot of Korean girls, but I did have a crush on one before, but I know that like her dad didn't want her to date me. And I never thought that was weird because he wanted to continue Korean, you know, genetics and the culture. And I thought that's very fair. That's not a bad thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's not saying that, you know, I'm bad or that he would condemn it or whatever. Just, hey, we have a way that we do things as a people and let's continue that. And it's like, so I dated a lot of Hispanic girls, but I wanted to marry a white woman. That was like very something that I really wanted to do and make white babies. Is that racist? Is that white supremacy? No, because I'm not saying my babies are better than your babies. And I'm not saying my babies are supreme. In fact, go to Seoul, which I told you worked there for a while. And, you know, it's actually quite a superior city to many American cities
and
cleanliness and technology and everything. Plus it washes your butthole in the seats when you're done, which is crazy.
It's amazing.
It's like a little tickle at the end of your dump.
Yeah. But what you just said is actually very important. And it's actually very good because my parents, they're very big on that too. They're like, no, like don't marry a girl from not only a different race, but different ethnicity. And so I was actually talking to this girl who's half white, half Filipino. She's super cute. For the past 2 months, things didn't work out, but I was telling my parents about her and they're like, no, you have to marry a Korean. And I'm like, why? And they're like, because it's important for us to stay together as Koreans. And there's a part of me where like, I'm American, blah, 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 blah. But I understood that heart. I understood where they're coming from. And it's not inherently a wrong thing. But then for some reason, if white people do it, suddenly it's racist and it's white supremacist. It's like, no, like people have their cultural and even like racial preferences, and that's not a terrible thing as long as you're not treating other people horrifically and terribly just because of what they look like and where they come from.
Ladies and gentlemen, global K-pop superstar Jimin, thank you so much for coming on the show.
감사합니다.
Yeah. 감사합니다. And how's my accent? 안녕하세요.
It's not bad. For a white person, yeah.
It's not bad, right?
Not bad.
Is it okay?
It's okay. It's okay. If I can understand it, it's okay.
Yeah, because hopefully I do a little more while I was there. Uh-huh. I thought about going back. I liked it there. I like South Korea a lot.
But the vaccine mandate stuff is so
They have the mandates there now?
It's so bad, dude. If you, your passport, if you it's 6 months past you got your second dose. If you don't get your booster, then you're not considered fully vaccinated, and you can't go into restaurants, museums, shopping malls. You can't go anywhere.
Leave it to the Asians to have groupthink and not comply. Anyway, no, it's Kongman Lee. Kongman, where can people find you? Where can they follow you and keep up with your ideas, your thoughts, your entertainment?
Yeah, yeah. I'm on all platforms.
What's your top three?
My top three, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. But I am going to be growing out my YouTube, and I have some fun things planned for my channel, so stay tuned.
So links in the description. What's your handle, though?
The Kongman Lee.
And that's spelled?
Dhekangminlee.
Kongman Lee. Anyway, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. That was epic. And don't forget, at the end of the show, we like to read reviews from you. If you leave a 5-star review at Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, wherever you can leave a review, it helps us out so much. It's literally free. It doesn't cost you anything. And you might get your review read on the show. And we do like to read them at the end, as well as to say thank you for actually taking time to write those reviews. And it allows us to keep getting advertisers. Why do we do it? Because obviously we're demonetized everywhere. And so the way we pay for the show is by people sponsoring the show during the show. And it's been really helpful to continue to pay, and we're continuing to grow. And these reviews let advertisers know that people actually watch the show. It's really good. We have two reviews, one from Jeffrey Epstein, which says, show your boobs, Elijah. I did show them the other day on Telegram. So if you wanted to see my boobies, you should have to join the Telegram. That's true. Titties ain't free unless you subscribe to me. We have another one from Anthony A. Hurd. Says, oh, geez, been following Elijah since the early days. Watch him fleck us too. Miss the collabs. Go out there in crazy places was epic. But now he's at more hilarious and professional level. Such an amazing show. I'm not religious at all, but still have 1,000%. That's pretty good. 1,000% respect for SO and Elijah's views. Also, for some reason, you're not also a fan of You Are Here, then you are here. You are missing out quality. True. Which last night, Kongman Lee was on the show as well. Technically, this is released on a Wednesday, so you should check out his appearance on there. Thank you so much. Don't forget to come into official SOB as well at blazetv.com/Elijah. Take the jump. Remember, there's only two ways to become an official Slightly Offensive backer. Number one, joining the Telegram is the free way. Number two, joining Slightly Offensive on Blaze TV and supporting us and fighting censorship together. Don't forget to follow me wherever you can follow people on podcasts, and Savannah. Don't forget to follow Savannah on SavSez and Rapid Fire as we continue to grow and move and develop this show as well. Thank you so much for watching another episode of Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV. And just as we like to do in fashion, to educate you guys on a queer word of the day, we have our word of the day is slay. This is our drag dictionary. We want to educate our guests always.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Slay, she just murdered the children, but the kids are all right. So I love how their phraseology is about harming children for entertainment purposes. In drag lingo, the term slay has a different definition. Shouting slay out loud is like praising a queen for her performance or sickening look. Slaying on stage simply means delivering an amazing show. Look at her strut. She is slaying the runway. All eyes are on her.
Slay, Elijah, slay.
Yeah, keep slaying, queen. Anyways, have a great rest of the week. Thank you so much again to my guest, to my producer, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.